Preparing security forces ahead of Title 42 ending. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard are continuing to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal behavior between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 371,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 27,000 criminal arrests, with more than 25,000 felony charges reported. In the fight against fentanyl, Texas law enforcement has seized over 385 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Watch. Governor Abbott highlights migrant busing mission as Title 42 ends. Governor Abbott joined Fox News' Laura Ingraham on Wednesday to discuss New York City Mayor Eric Adams' false, incendiary claims about Texas's migrant busing mission. Noting that the Biden administration expects up to 13,000 illegal immigrants to cross the border each day when Title 42 ends next week, the governor said busing migrants to self-declared sanctuary cities continues providing much-needed relief to Texas's overrun border communities. The fact of the matter is that there are more people coming across the border every single day than there are migrants who are in Chicago or New York, said Governor Abbott. This is not a Texas problem, this is a United States problem. It's the responsibility of New York or Chicago or the entire country to deal with the problem caused by Joe Biden and his open border policies. Governor Abbott slams empty gesture of deploying troops to do paperwork. In response to President Biden's plan to deploy 1,500 troops to the border, primarily to do paperwork for 90 days, Governor Abbott noted that through Operation Lone Star, up to 10,000 Texas National Guard soldiers deployed to the border to keep Texans safe. Watch. DPS Lieutenant Olivares discusses consequences of President Biden's plan to lift Title 42. Despite U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's visit to the southern border ahead of Title 42 ending next week, DPS Lieutenant Chris Olivares told Fox News that previous visits have not stopped any illegal immigrants, smugglers, or suspected terrorists from crossing the border. He noted the 1,500 troops the Biden administration is sending to the border to do mainly clerical work will similarly do nothing to solve the border crisis. There are thousands of people waiting in Mexico now and potential caravans making their way here because they're all aware that May 11th will be a free-for-all, said Lieutenant Olivares. If the federal government would follow through on the policies that were working prior to 2021, the Remain in Mexico policy, third country agreements, and construction of the border wall, and also apply consequences, we would not be seeing this right now. They've had 2 years to enact a plan in place of Title 42, yet they have not done so. Texas National Guard reinforces border barriers ahead of end of Title 42. With the imminent ending of Title 42 next week, Texas National Guard engineers are reinforcing razor wire barriers along the Texas-Mexico border near El Paso, while additional soldiers have been mobilized to support construction efforts. The reinforced razor wire barriers will create essential impediments to combat the unprecedented influx of illegal border crossings the end of Title 42 is expected to cause. The Texas National Guard is a highly organized and efficient force, said Major Sean Storid, Task Force West Commander. Although illegal immigration is absolutely a national problem that requires a national solution, the Texas National Guard is doing our part. Operation Lone Star mobilizes assets for mass migration response exercise. DPS and the Texas National Guard mobilized numerous assets in the Brownsville area yesterday as part of a mass migration response exercise. Operation Lone Star partners conducted the exercise ahead of the federal government's plan to end Title 42 next week. Watch. Human smuggler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit in stolen vehicle. A human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in a stolen vehicle in Kinney County this week. The smuggler, from Round Rock, crashed through a fence and drove onto a private ranch. DPS Air Operations Division provided support from the air in order to keep a visual on the suspect, who was driving a vehicle that was reported stolen by the Houston Police Department. The driver was eventually apprehended and charged. 9 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. DPS stops teen driver, discovers 10 illegal immigrants hiding in truck. A DPS trooper in Hidalgo County found 10 illegal immigrants during a traffic stop this week. The trooper stopped a 17-year-old driver and discovered the illegal immigrants attempting to hide in the bed of the truck. All were referred to Border Patrol. The driver was arrested for human smuggling. Texas National Guard utilizes night vision to monitor traffic along highway. Texas National Guard soldiers assisted DPS brush teams in monitoring traffic along US 83 near Laredo. Soldiers utilized night vision assets for enhanced visibility into the dark brush along the highway, which is known to be frequently used by human smugglers because of its proximity to a nearby residential area of Laredo.